VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Search and rescue teams are looking for a Lion Air passenger plane that crashed Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, north of Java Island. 189 people were on board. Associated Press correspondent Stephen Wright reports Indonesian officials say it's unlikely there are any survivors.
Officials are saying that they are not expecting to find any survivors from the crash of the Lion Air plane that had 189 people on board. The search for bodies has finished for the day. They have so far recovered about 10 body bags of human remains and are being transported to a Jakarta port along with personal belongings found in the sea. The identification process will start from there.
The plane lost contact with air traffic controllers shortly after its pilot asked to turn back to the airport. The plane crashed 13 minutes after takeoff, about 15 kilometers off the coast. It's the first reported crash of a Boeing 737 MAX. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has found another suspicious package addressed to CNN at a post office in Atlanta, Georgia, on Monday. The package is reportedly similar in appearance to the 13 other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump last week. Police say 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc sent the explosives. He appeared in federal court this afternoon to hear the charges against him. 46-year-old Robert Bowers made his first court appearance Monday to hear the charges against him following Saturday's attack on a Jewish religious center in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Police say Bowers used a rifle and other weapons to kill 8 men and 3 women. He survived multiple gunshots. This is VOA News. 3 American officials say the number of military troops who could be sent to the southern border is much higher than originally thought. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The preliminary figures last week called for roughly 800 to 1,000 troops in support of the Customs and Border Patrol. The Wall Street Journal reports the Pentagon plans to deploy 5,000, mainly military police and engineers. Officials say the troops are not expected to directly engage with the migrants looking to cross the border from Mexico. President Trump is ramping up his threats against them, labeling their effort an invasion and saying the military is waiting for you. He tweets the caravan includes gang members and some very bad people without offering evidence. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A 30-year-old woman blew herself up in the center of the Tunisian capital, Tunis, on Monday. 9 people were wounded, including 8 police. The bomber had no previously known militant background. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Monday she will step down as head of her conservative party in December after 18 years. She also said she will not seek a fifth term as chancellor in 2021. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Angela Merkel says she won't try and influence who succeeds her and that she sees many more opportunities and risks in her vision ahead for her Christian Democratic Union party. The chancellor has confirmed that she plans to step down as leader after 18 years, but says she will remain German chancellor for the rest of the current parliamentary term. The announcement follows 2 state election debacles for the federal government's grand coalition of her conservative Christian Democratic Union party, its Bavaria-only sister, the Christian Social Union, and the centre-left Social Democrats.
Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa met with business leaders Monday in an effort to assure them his government can stabilize the sinking economy. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from the capital, Harare.
Opposition protesters sang on Monday in front of the union.
Addressing business executives at the State House, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said his government was working day and night to stabilize the economy. Zimbabweans are dealing with an acute shortage of most essentials, including medical drugs, fuel, cooking oil, and clean drinking water. Prices have been rising, though not at the same rate as in 2008, when the official annual inflation rate reached 231 million percent.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.